Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Thank you very much, Lucius, and congrats to our winner, Eddie House, on the podcast. He won with 2/3 of the vote, edging out Blake Elliott, actually 66-33%. So the Tolos loved it. Thanks for following us there at GBAG Nation on X. All of our handles are in the bio. You can follow us all when you get there. We'd love it. And joining us now, Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat writer Brianna Dix here on 105.3 The Fan. And good afternoon, Brianna. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. You know, trying to figure out if I want to see the Cowboys win or lose these next three games with draft position and all that. But still an outside shot of the playoffs, and Micah Parsons and the lads are confident. Should they be against this Tampa team?
Well, of course, I'm going to bet on the Buccaneers for this one. Obviously coming off one of our probably most complete games we've had this season. Obviously had a little bit of a lull there in the second quarter that's kind of been the Bucs' kryptonite against the Chargers. But, I mean, put up over 500 yards. The defense was gelling without some of our top players, including, you know, Jordan Whitehead, Antoine Winfield Jr., but found a way to get it done. And Baker, Mike Evans, this is a dynamic duo here in Tampa Bay. So I'm going to bet on the Bucs.
One of the turning points. Oh, so you're doing sports wagering now, or is that just
no?
Is that a hot pick? -3.5. Now, how's the Buccaneers' offensive line going to hold up against Micah in this Cowboys pass rush that's been tops in the NFL in sacks since his return? It's been a turning point. Do you think they can handle him?
I do. Tristan Wirfs and Luke Getteke. Luke Getteke is honestly playing some of his best football right now. So, like, his first year when he came in, so at Central Michigan, he had played tackle and then kind of switched to left guard here and faced, like, a gauntlet of three techniques his first season. And then they switched him back to right tackle. Tristan switched to left. But, I mean, they're playing incredible football right now. And I think really just one of the things that's been really big for the Bucs this season, and I think part of Baker's mobility has kind of played into it, but it's just been the resurgence of our run game. But really those guys are playing peak form, have helped our run game get off, but also protecting Baker Mayfield. And I mean, basically held down Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack to only two pressures allowed last week. So I think I'm excited to see what they're going to be able to do against Mike Zimmer's defense.
Well, Bree, welcome home. We're glad to have you back in the Metroplex for this weekend. We've missed you. I got to ask how it is covering Baker Mayfield, because I don't know that there's a sports figure that I went from hating to loving as much as Baker.
It's hilarious, and what a small world. So I actually briefly covered, I don't know if you remember this, but I briefly covered the Sooners. Yeah. For USA Today. So I wrote a ton about Baker Mayfield and got to know him a little bit more just through that. And then lo and behold, I get this job and then we sign him. But what you see is truly what you get. I mean, he is the same person to our kitchen staff, to a janitor, as he is to Todd Bowles. Like those players really would genuinely run through a brick wall for him. And I think you see why, because he's a guy that lays it all out on the football field. And whether he's dealing with a stinking injury, as he has throughout the season, I mean, he still is a guy that's going to scramble 10 yards. You know what I mean? He's going to put this team on his back, and he's done that over and over, and he's playing, I mean, the best football that he had. I mean, he leads the NFL in passing touchdowns right now. I think he's like third in passing yards. And I think you're seeing just what he's able to do with the stability and the belief that he has in this system here, and he's thriving in Tampa.
Has he always done the nicotine or tobacco dipping during games? That was one of my favorite moments of the season, watching him throw one of the Zen pouches in his lip there on the bench.
He does, yes. And then going out there, he does like the smelling salts, and he has some odd, you know, he's a little stitious. He has some things he does, but you know, it's like it's working. So let the man do his thing and let him bake.
Okay, can you have a plug in with the guys there to maybe bring back some smelling salts for us? We've been trying to get our hands in some smelling salts in the G-Bag Nation.
I personally do not have a shameless plug, but I could maybe ask Baker how that situation goes down.
See if you can get your hands on some for us, Brianna.
That'd be awesome.
Hey, Bree, the which offensive rookie has been better for him? I'm going to put you on the spot. Is Graham Barton or is it Bucky Irvin? Who's been better with your offensive rookies?
Ooh, that is a good question, but I'm going to have to go with Bucky Irvin on that one. I mean, he has been so exciting to watch. And it's not, I mean, we're talking about a running game that was like last in the league the last 2 years. And now we're second in the NFL in yards per rush. And I think he's a huge part of that. He has 55 missed tackles forced, his first among rookies this year. And he's not the biggest back, but you see he has like the contact balance, the leg drive to handle the duties inside. And then I think he's really just found a way to thrive in more of those counter gap runs that Liam and what we've installed this year. Because last year we did a lot more of Dave Canales had more of like the mid, the outside zone, which was kind of more of what Rashad White does really well.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, but Bucky, like, his downhill charge is perfect for that, and he trusts the blockers. And I think, too, you've just seen our tight ends, our wide receivers, like, everybody get in on that and helping. And they've done a really good job in that. But my gosh, I mean, the spin moves, like the lateral jump cuts, I mean, just his effectiveness and making that first guy miss, he's completely reignited this run game here in Tampa and has been a big reason why our offense has been able to have the success that it has.
It's a former Cowboys reporter, and now with the Buccaneers. You can read her stuff at Buccaneers.com. Brianna Dix here with us. So looking at the Tampa defense and the Cowboys' chances of getting over 20, it looks like Tampa's vulnerable there in the air. What's been the issue there so far this season?
The biggest thing for the Bucs past defense has really just been the injuries. We haven't had Jordan Whitehead, you haven't had Antoine Winfield, then you signed Mike Edwards, and then he's been out with injuries. So we've been having, like, Christian Izian or rookie Tyke Smith, and they're playing literally pretty much every position on the back end. So against the Raiders, Christian Izian, who hasn't played corner since high school, was lining up at corner in that game because we were down a corner. Was literally having to look to the guy next to him before the snap to see who he was playing with, to then diagnose to himself, okay, I have to do this on this play because this guy's lining up next to me. That's how intense our injuries have been. And I think one of the biggest things for this defense has been kind of over the middle of the field, whether it's been tight ends, whether it's been the guys just kind of giving up those yak yards and the chunk yardage. So I think how the Bucs defense is able to hold up against that is going to be key moving forward. But I mean, we've been able to get some key pieces back. And then obviously the ability of our front to get pressure in recent weeks, especially with Lavonte David, his effectiveness on blitzes with Antoine being out, Todd's kind of sent him as the primary guy. And then also just Vita Vea and Kalijah Kancey being able to get that penetration up the middle has really helped out our back end.
I mean, any defense that has Vea and Lavonte David against the run is, you know, has a pretty good chance of being okay. It looks about average. Obviously, a big Cowboys, you know, emphasis has to be the ground game, which Rico Dowdle has been very impressive in. Since week 9, he might only trail Saquon Barkley in yards. You know, do you feel like Tampa, you know, could be had on the ground?
So I think that's an area that I think this Bucs defense is really going to be strong, and I think they've been a little better in recent weeks. But I mean, even against the Chargers, I mean, they held the Chargers to the lowest rushing yards they've had, like, all season long. I think they had, like, 30-something yards on the ground. But just when you pair those, but also, I mean, Lavonte David, I mean, the guy's 34 years old, and he has over 100 tackles, and is literally, like, flattening guards and getting the guys in the backfield. And also, like, Kalijah was a guy, especially coming out of Pitt, that kind of had that, the undersized knock. Is he going to be able to hold up at the point? Is he going, you know, is he going to be able to get moved off the ball? But he's been a guy that's really stepped up in the run game as well. So I think we're going to have a good day against the run.
How is Jalen McMillan, the rookie wide receiver, doing in place of Chris Godwin? The Bucs ended up drafting Graham Barton and McMillan. They were two of my favorite guys from last year's class, but J-Mac seems like he might be coming into his own now as a pro.
He is. And I will say, our coaching staff, I can't say enough about whenever, like, Mike Evans went down with injury with Chris Godwin. Obviously, things were looking a little doom and gloom in Tampa, but that was when, especially, you've seen guys like Jalen McMillan really emerge as kind of that number two guy behind Mike Evans. But really, the way that they were able to supplement the production of Godwin, because, I mean, this offense was primarily predicated on, you know, Mike Evans as your vertical threat, and then Chris Godwin is that guy that gets the rack yards, you know, the the crossers, the slants, the inbreakers, the corners, all of those type of things that he's able to do. And defense is having to account for those guys. But when you don't have Chris Godwin, I think Kate Otten is a guy that really especially stepped up kind of in those weeks after and was running a lot of those routes that Chris Godwin typically runs and how they were able to supplement that production. And then they've kind of done a similar thing now with Jalen McMillan kind of on some of those third down looks. But he's had a touchdown previous 2 weeks, you know, had kind of the rub route against the Chargers, but has kind of that long strided speed, a guy that coming out of Washington was really known for, you know, kind of his route running ability, the quickness in and out of breaks. And I think you're seeing that now kind of come to fruition and just that familiarity and that level of comfort with Baker Mayfield, the more reps that he's been able to have.
Terrific stuff, Bree. Thank you so much for your time and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you so much.
There she goes, Brianna Dix. You can read her stuff, Buccaneers.com. Formerly worked with you up there at Cowboys.com.
Yeah, she was involved with a lot of different things, and she's done a great job with the Bucs. Like I say, if you follow along, she's really into the draft and things like that, and as you see, just a wealth of knowledge of what's going on with the Tampa Bay team.
Absolutely. Okay, NFL news of the day coming up. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
It's Penix time, two-way stars, and more shade at Dub Airs. That's next.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.